email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
What you do at work today, Daddy? Well, I watched a church, a 113-year-old church, been moved. Yeah, you can watch it. It's online now. It's up in Sweden. It's a landmark 113-year-old church, and it's been relocated in its entirety. It's a 5 kilometre move along a road. It's up in Sweden's far north. It's a vast red timber structure in Kiruna, erected in 1912, and it's been hoisted onto giant trailers. They're moving it to a new location. It's been streamed live by the BBC, among others, I would imagine. And it's travelling at a maximum speed of 500 metres an hour. 500 metres an hour. Forget your slow bicycle races, lads. That's slow. On the line, we have journalist Erika Benka. Erika is in Sweden and she's reporting from Kiruna. Hello, Erika.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah. Thank you very much
for having me.
Yeah, this has become a global story, Erika.
It has. It's huge. I'm surprised myself because I didn't expect this, but I think the pictures when the church started rolling yesterday morning, they were just phenomenal, weren't they? They just really captured people's imaginations all over the world, and it has become a big story.
It's a big story. It was mentioned in the office yesterday, Erika, and I thought, and this has been done before, I thought they were taking it apart brick by brick, you know, and transporting them, putting it back together, which that's, you know, brilliant, but not that remarkable. But when I saw the pictures, it's spectacular. So it's a huge red wooden structure, 113 years. Why do they have to use it? Or move it, I should say.
Move it, yeah, because Kiruna, the town in northern Sweden, where it's sitting on top of an iron ore mine. It's the biggest iron ore mine in Europe, and they have been doing mining activity here for more than 100 years. And as a result, the ground has become unstable.
Uh-huh.
It's not like unstable in a sense that the ground is not sinking, if you see what I mean. It's sort of inside the ground. It's kind of collapsing.
Right.
So fissures and cracks started appearing.
Mm.
And that would have been really dangerous. There are no cracks to fall through in Kiruna right now in the old part of the city. But these cracks would have caused problems with the infrastructure, with the electricity, water, sewage. So they had to move the houses before that became a problem.
Right. And I suppose there was chat and debate about whether the church was worth moving.
Well, it was never, everybody I've spoken to told me that it was never ever a question whether the church needed to move or not. It was such an important part of the community here, the soul of the community, as everybody is saying. The Swedes are not terribly religious. They are not overly religious, but religion still plays a huge part in their lives, in a sense that the big, big moments, the milestones, births, weddings, deaths, obviously, funerals are linked to the church. So they are celebrated and marked in churches. So,
right. And what religion? What religion is the church?
It's the Lutheran.
Lutheran,
it's
right.
Lutheran, so Protestant church.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it was not a question. Everybody has so many memories here of, you know, walking down that aisle of baptisms and, of course, funerals.
Yes.
And they wanted to take those memories with them into the new city.
Okay, so it's traveling 5 kilometres, 3 miles. Were you there to witness them putting it on this system that they have to transport it?
Yeah, so it has actually arrived. It arrived about an hour and a half ago, local time. So I saw it arriving. It was traveling on these giant transporters or trailers. They were very, very long. There were two of them on each side of the church.
Yeah.
And they had like 63 pairs of wheels that were turning sometimes, because it wasn't a straight road. It was a 5 kilometer journey, as you say. And there were little turns and slopes, not terribly steep, but still, you know, it was a challenge. But they managed it amazingly. So the church arrived safely in one piece, actually ahead of schedule. They didn't expect it to arrive until later this evening, but everything went so well. So all the engineers I spoke to, they just said, you know, no glitches, no problems. It just all went according to plan.
Yeah. Imagine somebody who's been out of the country on holidays or away for a year or so, and then they come back. And where the church was, it isn't anymore.
Yeah. Everybody obviously is aware of it because the whole town is moving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was looking at the pictures. Loads of people out to see it. 500 meters an hour, nearly indiscernible. Like it was traveling so slow.
Yeah, probably very, very slow.
Yeah, very, very slow. Yeah. And were people oohing and on, or what? It's because it's odd because we're used to exciting things happening fast, aren't we?
No, this was very, very slow, but people still were out lining the streets, yeah, watching it. Some people were following it, like walking behind it. I don't know what really fascinated people, but I think it's just the sight of it,
that
drew the crowds. And of course, they all wanted to share this moment. Everybody was saying what a historic moment it is, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event.
What nationality are you, Erica?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to guess? I'm not Swedish. I have two passports, so I'm British. I lived most of my life in London, working for the BBC, and then 4 years ago I moved to Finland, Northern Finland. So I'm the closest BBC freelancer to Kiruna. I live about 6 hours away in Finland, but I'm not Finnish either. I was actually born in Hungary, but then I lived most of my life in London.
Because the Scandinavian people have this fascination for slow television, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is going to be a classic example of it, a church moving 5 kilometres at 500 metres an hour. Yeah. Eddie has been on to us. He said, not unusual in North America and Australia, they regularly move churches, lighthouses, large public structures and private houses, either intact or split in two and joined again on a new site. There you go.
But a church is a sacred spiritual place. This was very, very special. And I don't know, this was huge. So it's 40 metres wide, 35 metres tall. So it is a big building.
It's a big building, yeah. You don't get that scale when you're watching, but it is there to watch. And I'm sure it'll be up there for some time on the BBC website, the church in Kiruna moving the 5 kilometres. Erica Benga, thanks so much for filling us in on that story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mind yourself.
Thank you very much.
Bye.